Mert and Marge. We left Mert and Marge at a dramatic moment in the last chapter. You remember Mert went on in Miss Hall's place. She finished her song. The Chick Chicks made an entrance for their next number, and Mert started to hurry down and change into her chorus costume. As she stepped into the corridor, Eddie, the man from Captain O'Toole's office, placed his hand on her shoulder and said,
I have a warrant for your arrest, Miss Spear.
My arrest? Oh, no. No.
For the murder of Ray Hunt.
In just a moment, we shall go on with the next chapter of Mert and Marge. Mert has just heard the frightening words.
For the murder of Ray Hunt.
Oh, no, boys, you're kidding. Why, I...
Oh, come on, sister. We're supposed to bring you right over.
Oh, over where?
To a little place we run. Come on, now, hurry up.
Well, I can't go like this. I'll have to change my clothes. Pat! Pat, somebody go get Mr. Hayfield.
Oh, Pat has gone out to tell Mr. Hayfield, but that isn't going to stop us. Come on, let's get going.
Well, I'll hurry. I want to get out before the girls come down to the dressing room.
Come on, Joe, will you?
I don't need you to.
Well, whether you need us or not, we'll be going right downstairs with you.
Now, don't scare the girls to death, will you, Joe?
You can't scare a chorus dame, Eddie. Come on, let's get going, sister. Come on in, Eddie.
You can't come in here. I got to change my clothes and take my makeup off.
Well, how do we know you won't try to get away, huh? No, babe, we don't take no chances.
Listen, there are no windows in here, and I can't get through the ventilators.
Well, okay. But make it snappy, sister. We're in a hurry.
We'll stand right here by this door.
Hey, she didn't make much of a fuss, Auntie. Kind of cool, ain't she?
Well, we haven't got her there yet. She probably just thinks she's going to see O'Toole or something. They never know what's going to happen.
Here comes one of the girls, Ed. It's the dame they call Nell.
Well, here's little Bright Eyes, the two pal, couple of peeping toms, I saw you trying to peek into that dressing room.
Hey, you, don't get so funny with the law.
Would you mind stepping aside so I can go in?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Oh, you and him, Mert? Gee, this place is certainly cluttered up with cops. Oh, say, Mert, you sang that song great. While you're at... Mert, what's the matter?
Oh, Nell, help me get dressed, will you? I gotta hurry.
Well, you're taking off your makeup. Hey, what are you doing? Aren't you going on to the rest of the show?
Please help me, Nell. I gotta get my street clothes on and get out of here before Margie comes down.
I don't understand. What is it?
Nell, I'm under arrest.
You... What?
Those two fellas are waiting for me. I gotta get dressed. I don't know where they're taking me.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding, Nell. Where's Margie?
Well, the girls are all still on stage. Margie had to do two encores in the flamenco dance. I stepped off stage to step and the slipper's broken.
Well, I gotta get out of here before she comes down. Now, listen, Nell. You tell her as easily as possible, will you? And she's gonna need her mother over here. As soon as I go out, will you phone her and tell her to come right over to the theater? But don't tell her why. Just say that Margie wants her.
Oh, Mert, I think this is a terrible outrage. I don't quite understand it yet. You mean that they think that you did it?
Oh, I don't know what they think, Nell. Well, I'm all ready.
Well, I'll tell you this, Mert. They'll never get anything out of me that'll hurt you in any way if I can help it.
All right, Nell. Now do what I asked you and look after Margie. When she finds out about this, she's just about going to die. Poor baby. All right, you two. I'm ready. Come up with me, Nell.
Okay, sister. Let's get going. Come on.
Miss Spear. Miss Spear. Yeah? Just a moment, boys, please.
Oh, this is very unfortunate, Miss Vera. I'll do everything I can to help you.
Thank you. Mr. Hayfield, will you please phone Mr. Craig, my lawyer?
Yes. Yes, I will. I'll send him right over to you.
Well, thanks. Goodbye, Nell. I'll be seeing you. Take care, Margie.
Okay. Now, don't worry, Mert. Oh, Mr. Hayfield, surely they can't think that Mert really had anything to do with the killing of Hunt. They couldn't.
Well, say nothing about it to anyone in the show. I'll take care of this.
All right, Mr. Hayfield. Oh, here come the girls. I'll go back to the dressing room.
Hello, Mr. Hayfield.
Hello, girls.
Oh,
Hello, Mr. Hayfield.
Hello, Margie.
Oh, gosh, I got two encores in the flamingo dance, Mr. Hayfield.
Yes, yes, you're doing fine, little girl.
Oh, come on, Nigel. Oh, okay, wait, I'll beat you into the dressing room.
Oh, say, you better get changed for the parade number, girls.
Oh, say, that's why we haven't got much time, have we? Oh, girls, you know, Nippy, the old cat in the property room, had four of the darlingest little kittens. And they're just opening their eyes, and it's so funny. You know, Nippy's black and white, and the kittens are all black ones.
Oh, that's good luck, Margie.
Say, the property man's going to let me take one home as soon as it's big enough to leave its mother. Hope Jackie won't chew it up.
How is Jackie these days, Margie?
Oh, Nell, she's getting so big. You know, the manager of our building says we got to get rid of her. Gosh, I wish I knew of some nice little boy to give her to.
Yeah.
Come in after Miss Hall's gown.
Oh, here it is, Clarence.
Well, the idea of Mert leaving that beautiful gown thrown over the back of that chair. I'll give her a piece of my mind for that.
Oh, it's all right, Clarence. It isn't hurt any.
And, Marge, look what you're doing. Get off the train of that wedding gown.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have no time to mend rips and tears. What with three new sets of costumes to make for the new numbers in the show?
New numbers?
Yes, Henrietta. They're changing three numbers. This show is going on the road, starting in Chicago. Oh, dear. What have I said? Oh, I didn't mean to tell you. It's supposed to be a dark secret. Oh, me and my big mouth. Mr. Hayfield will simply be boiling.
Oh, I think it'll be wonderful to go to Chicago.
Oh, I love Chicago.
There's one dame who won't leave New York.
Oh, gee, that sure would be swell if you don't go, Billy.
Well, cross your heart, hope to die, you won't say anything about it.
This show won't leave New York until they settle up Hunt's murder case. Too many witnesses right in this room.
Where's Myrtle?
Oh, she's probably in on one of Paul's things.
No, she isn't. Miss Hall went on the scene right after the last number.
Well, Jay Mert better hurry up.
Oh, that Kate has probably changed for the parade number and gone upstairs. I'm going up and tell her off right now.
Hey, now, look. Here's Myrtle's parade costume hanging here. And girls, her street clothes aren't here. And her hat and boots aren't up here on the shelf. And look at her makeup. Like, she has it covered up with a towel just like she does every night when she goes home. Now, do you know where she is?
Margie,
Well, what is it? Well, tell me quick now.
Well, she isn't here, Margie. I guess she didn't feel well and went home.
Now, you're keeping something from me. Tell me now, where is she?
Where is Mert?
What's happened?
Well,
where's she gone?
I can't say. Marge, if you're dressed, come on with me, will you?
Now, tell me, where's Mert?
I know where she's gone. I heard today they were going to do it.
Do what, Billy?
You be careful what you say and how you say it, Billy DeVere, or there'll be minus another chick in the parade number.
Oh, I bet she was arrested for the murder.
Oh, no! Oh, no, was she? Gwen Rogers, you had enough concrete between your neck and the top of your head to build a bridge across the Hudson.
Oh, tell me now, she was, wasn't she?
She didn't do it, Marty. She'll be all right. Oh, come on, kid, it's all the time for the parade number.
Oh, she didn't
now, don't do that, Margie. Falling your makeup.
It's all my fault. It's my fault. I cut that button off her coat and I said things that hurt her. You help me get out of this costume, Nell. I'm going to go to her right away.
Now, you can't do it, Margie. Oh, come on now. So what time's the number? Oh, here, let me fix your nose, huh? You've got tears all over your face. Oh, there you are now. Now, here, let me straighten your veil. Now, here's your bouquet. Now, come on, Margie. The girls are all going up.
I'm trying to hurry now.
Well, I'll have to run ahead, Margie. I'm fourth in the line. Hurry, dear.
I'm coming.
Hurry up, Miss Minter.
Oh, George. George, they've arrested Myrtle. She didn't do it. She didn't do it.
Oh, come on, Miss Minter. The parade of the mumps is on. You've got just enough time to get up those back steps for your entrance.
Okay, I'm coming, George.
Quick, I'll help you up the steps. Pick up that wedding veil. You're stepping all over it. Come on. There's your cue, Margie. Pick it up.
Oh, heaven, she's fallen.
Oh, the poor little kid has fallen all the way down those steps. Oh, Darnell, carry her off, will you? Come on, next girl, July. Come on, down those stairs. What do you think this is, a carnival? Come on, get up.
Poor Margie. Has she been badly hurt? Mert's terrible predicament has driven her nearly crazy. And what will happen to Myrtle? The police and the district attorney are moving rapidly to trial. Can Jack Arnold help when the murder case goes before the jury? Listen to the next exciting chapter in the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.